So this is a meditation for a happy person. So the first thing is that happy people tend to sit up straight. Oh, it's hard. It's true though. At least some of the time. So sit up straight. There are basically two postures, two physical postures of a happy person. One is sitting up straight, the other one is lying in a hammock. And you sit up straight because you're still alive. And because sitting up straight allows you to breathe. Hunching over kind of compresses your chest and your abdomen, but that's where it's all happening. Folks, as far as the breath is concerned, so make some space for your breathing. Gee whiz, it's nice to breathe, is the kind of thing a happy person thinks to themselves. I won't be able to do this when I'm dead. So, see if you can kind of allow yourself to breathe with your whole body without too much pretense. See if you can allow your awareness of your breathing to kind of penetrate into the body a little bit. So, it might include the sensations in your belly, in your chest, in your throat, in your back. Your back, just pulling some weight with the breathing, the your flanks, I guess they would say. The lower back part of your rib cage, big part of the your breathing. in your heart. I know, it's like the doctors said you can't feel your heart, but try. We're gonna go kind of a little bit out of order here. We're gonna start with the four qualities of a happy person, so they're called. And we're gonna start with freshness, though. We're gonna start with freshness, with regards to the breathing, actually. See if you can breathe in a way that is unpremeditated. I guess the quality for freshness, or the image is a flower. So we're going to say flower, fresh. Flower on the in-breath, fresh on the out-breath. Give your breath some credit for the fact that it's just happening. Couldn't have planned it. Like springtime that's coming around every 6 seconds or so. blue, solidity, mountain solid, the mountain that does not get blown away by springtime. So the breath is coming and going all on its own. It's like, but it doesn't mean anything is being like swept away. That's solidity. I'll say mountain on the in-breath, solid on the out-breath. So, I guess the natural extension of immovability is stillness. So, the next one is going to be still water. Tai would say, I see myself as still water. I reflect things exactly as they are. Still water, reflecting. Those are the phrases. So, what is the thing here? The thing is that, like, when the bird flies over the lake doesn't like reach out at it and be like, hey, get down here. And then the last of the four qualities, I never know which one it is, if it's spaciousness or freedom, but basically you just kind of get rid of the water. The water was reflecting the sky. Well, now it's just sky. And the words are space on the in-breath, free on the out-breath. So there's nothing that really reflects what's in the sky. Whatever's in the sky is just kind of in the sky. And the sky is unbounded. Breathing in, I've seen myself as space, as the space of the wide open blue sky. Breathing out, I feel free. We'll go through and we've got a few minutes, so we'll just pile some other qualities on here. Well, the first one's going to be generosity. Give it all away. Are you like holding anything out for another moment? You know, it's like, oh, I might need this later. So you just gotta like give yourself to this moment. And you have like a little bit of sliver of awareness. It's like, oh, am I holding back? Is there something here that's like holding back? Is there something here that's like, oh, that's the best I can describe it. And our words are going to be nothing on the in-breath and held back on the out-breath. And you can't just find it. You gotta give it away. So when you find it, you give it away. Doesn't matter if you have a name for it, whatever it is, it's being held on to. Just give it away. Make this breath the action of giving. Well, there are two more. Next one's going to be energy. There are many wonderful words that could be used for this. I'm going to use the words let's go. Let's on the in-breath, go on the out-breath. Let's go. And this is not a rallying cry. What I mean is this should be the words reflect something continuous, a way of engaging. Something that co-arises with the sensations of the breathing. A certain full-onedness. And last one, I don't know what I'm going to call it, but the words are happy enough. Happy on the in-breath, enough on the out-breath. Now, there are many possible motivating forces for a human being. So this is a kind of direct challenge to the one that says, I'll be happier later. If I just do this, I'll be happier later. My dear. There's no later.